Today's devotion is titled, Ashes on the Altar, by KH Ministries. Worship isn't always a shout of triumph. Sometimes, it's the sound of someone barely breathing through the smoke of their own collapse. And still, it counts. There are days when we come before God not with strength, but with remnants. We lift hands not in victory, but in surrender. All we have left is ash. In the Old Testament, ashes were a symbol of mourning, repentance, and the end of something. They marked loss. They marked weaknesses. And yet, God never rejects a repentant heart covered in ashes. In fact, in Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, God pleads with his people, "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments." He doesn't ask for outward performance. He wants the real thing. That's the beauty of worship in the hard places. It's not about how it looks. It's about the heart that still turns to him in the dark. Worship is not a performance. It's a posture. Sometimes our worship comes from joy, celebration, and abundance. But other times, it's a quiet cry in the middle of grief. It's the whisper of, "You're still good," when everything around us feels broken. And that's when it becomes costly. That's what David meant in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. "I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." Worship that comes from the ashes is costly, but it's holy. Because when we offer God what little we have left, he meets us there. He doesn't despise our brokenness. He transforms it. That's his nature. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3 reminds us he gives a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. But notice the order. Ashes come first. We give him ashes. He gives us beauty. That concludes today's message. Let's pray. Some days I have no song, just silence. No strength, just surrender. I bring you the ashes, the mess, the grief, the parts of me I can't hold together anymore. I offer them as worship, not because they're beautiful, but because you are. I trust that you're still present in the smoke, and still worthy in the loss. Teach me to worship when it's costly. Transform what I bring and meet me in the middle of the fire. You are still God, and you are still good. Amen.